It's 410. Question. When it comes to relationships, what's your deal breaker? Is it someone who's lazy? Someone who refuses to comb his or her hair? Someone who can't stop talking?
Well, it seems these deal breakers carry more weight than the things you like about a person romantically. And joining us to talk about it all, Elizabeth Bernstein. She's the Bonds columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Great to have you back, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. You take a look at a series of studies that take a look at these deal breakers, and it seems like a terrible way to approach a relationship, but I guess you should really make up a list and see how a person measures up, huh?
Yeah, I was fascinated by that. It's new research that looks at deal makers, the first time people have ever really researched it. And they found out, as you said, that people pay more attention to deal makers than the so-called, the deal breakers and the so-called deal makers, the good things about a person. And the reason is because if you have a negative thing, it does loom a lot larger. You know, if somebody, say, is an alcoholic or slobby or, you know, there's all sorts of things, that could go wrong. And those can really be much harder on a relationship than, say, you know, somebody's a good person or smart.
What's so interesting is that the deal breaker is different depending on whether it's a short-term relationship or a long-term relationship.
Yeah, that was funny because the researchers looked at this. In a short-term relationship, they found that for deal breakers, people were really, the bar was very, very low. Like if they bathed, they had hope. You know, so they were setting that bar really low. Did they own a toothbrush? But when it came to looking for a partner for a long-term relationship, boy, that bar got a lot higher.
Who has more deal breakers, men or women?
Women do. And so, although after the story ran, I heard from lots of men who wrote and said, wait, we've got deal breakers too. And in fact, you know, men and women were fairly similar on their deal breakers, but women have more. And the reason is really sort of from an evolutionary standpoint, it's a higher risk for women to mate. They're going to raise the children, they're going to bear the children. So they want to be very picky in who their mate is.
Well, I found this to be stereotypically hilarious. Men found low sex drive and talks too much to be big deal breakers when it came to women.
Right. Hilarious. So, you know, no, and also another one that's no big surprise, they didn't care. That was not a deal breaker for them if the woman watched too much TV or played too many video games. So that was a plus for them. But another thing that was interesting, so the men said, you know, no, low sex drive is a deal breaker, but the women said bad sex is a deal breaker.
Ouch.
So a little ouch there.
In the end, we're not study subjects, we're human beings. So is there any room for cutting somebody some slack for things they do?
Yes, and of course you should. You should, you know, look at these things. And of course, it's good to know where you're going to draw the line. And, you know, but also you don't want to be ridiculous. You want to look at the whole person and really weigh their goods and bads and make sure that your deal breakers are realistic, you know, and good things to watch for. You don't want to just put, wears blue socks on. That's just not going to, you know, go well.
All righty, Elizabeth. Thanks a lot. It was really great.
Thank you so much.
That's Elizabeth Bernstein, Bonds columnist for The Wall Street Journal.